Some of the folks who know that we practice extensively in this area after last summer's case in Ritchie versus Roop were calling and asking me, what was I going to do now that my practice was over? Fortunately, that isn't the case. Maybe it was a lesson in humility. We did not try Ritchie versus Roop. We weren't involved in that case, but we had another case that you'll hear about that we talked about, that we'll talk about today afterwards. But I didn't really need another lesson in humility. I have three teenagers at home already. And for those of you like me who can celebrate growing up with teenagers, you know what I'm talking about. I thought it was interesting listening to Mike Maslanka today, because I know Mike well, and I'm glad that I think he'll be an excellent professor. But it reminded me of a discussion I had with my oldest teenager, Lane, who's going to be a senior in high school. I was trying to communicate to her what Mike was telling us and teaching us, that failure is a good thing. That in order to become successful, sometimes you have to fail. And I gave her the example of Edison, who tried 1,000 times to invent a light bulb, and finally, I think on the 1,000th tries, when he was able to finally create that light bulb. And I said to Lane, do you get the message? And she said, he wasn't being graded. So without further ado, let's talk about our topic today, which is, you all have spent, I guess, the first 5 or 6 hours today listening to how you create LLCs, how you structure LLCs, how you put together LLCs. Well, today's topic in part is, well, what do you do when the LLC is under attack? Because as Beth said to us a moment ago, and we'll get into Ritchie versus Roop in just a little bit, the fact is that the Supreme Court eradicated a doctrine, a common law doctrine based on statute, that was called minority shareholder oppression. And for all intents and purposes, minority shareholder oppression no longer exists under Texas law. It still exists, but it's really not a practical remedy. But the Supreme Court didn't end the debate and didn't end the fight and didn't make all minority owners happy, so the legal landscape has shifted.